In a little over 2 weeks, 11 people have been shot in Brownsville, Brooklyn, including a 15-year-old boy named Tyquan Jamison. He died from a single bullet wound last Monday. WNYC's Kathleen Horan visited the East New York community where, for many, living with the threat of violence has become a way of life.
It's a hot summer day, and at first it's hard to detect anything out of the ordinary in the neighborhood. But the sound of an NYPD helicopter flying low overhead is a reminder. Down the street from where Tyquan Jamison was shot, several men are hanging out on a stoop on Christopher Street. 39-year-old Sean Harvard is the first to speak about the persistent violence. He's lived in Brownsville most of his life, and he says when you're young, it's easier to get drawn into the wrong things. He should know, when he was 13, he was shot 6 times.
I got shot in the leg. That one stayed, hit my bone. They took that one out. The only one that
He has scars all over his body. The last bullet will be removed next month. He said he tried to stay out of trouble as a kid, but the pull was too strong.
I was good in school, but it just, the streets. The streets caught me, and instead of me doing the right thing, I went the wrong way.
41-year-old Fred Daniels is also hanging out on the stoop. He says two of his close family members were also shot within the last year.
My little brother, he got killed, and this year my cousin DJ got killed right here on Mother Gaston and Hall.
Gun violence?
Yes. Both of them was in their cars. Somebody just took their lives.
The NYPD says they've stepped up patrols and are doing everything possible to curtail the number of shootings in the area. 2 blocks away, outside the Seth Lowe Projects, where Tyquan lived, family and friends are gathering to have a candlelight vigil for the 15-year-old. His mother, Wendy Jamison, is standing leaning on a fence near a makeshift memorial. Candles and handwritten messages are scrawled with his nickname, Nuki. She says it's important for people to know that Tyquan was well-behaved and honest. That gave her a sense of security, and she would sometimes allow him to stay out late and attend parties.
I didn't have to worry about my son when he went to these parties because I knew what type of person he was. He was honest, so I let him go to the parties.
Jamison believes Tyquan was shot after doing the one thing she told him not to do, which was play basketball at a nearby court where there's often conflicts with kids who live at a neighboring housing project. Her son was found shot hours later, a few blocks away from her apartment. She says she's haunted by thoughts that he died while crying out for her.
I know he was scared. I know he was crying for me. He just thought I was coming. He didn't think he was going to die.
Tyquan's 11-year-old brother comes up to comfort his mom. Pastor Willie Barlow stands nearby, about to say a few words of prayer at the candlelight vigil. He looks at the memorial and shakes his head. He says the guns need to go, but it's not just about having more cops on the street.
We have plenty of cops. We have enough cops in this community. But something is wrong that we can't get these guns off the street.
More than 100 gather around Pastor Barlow, lighting candles and saying prayers for Tyquan and offering support. As the procession begins, a man standing nearby wearing sunglasses is clasping his hands tightly. He looks angry. M. Morton Hall says he's lived in the community for more than 50 years and believes violence like this wouldn't be accepted in other parts of the city.
If this occurred in a Caucasian community, there'd be an uproar. There'd probably be troops or whatever else in this community. Something would be done. Some kind of resources would be brought. And in 15 days, the 11 shootings. A police state is not the solution. The solution to this is doing whatever they can to help these young kids.
The funeral for Tyquan Jamison will be held on Monday evening at Highway and Hedges Church, behind the housing project where he lived. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horan.